Two medicinal cannabis products have been approved for use in Ireland, but for one of the biggest campaigners involved in making this happen, it actually won't make a bit of a difference. Vera Toomey's on the line. Hello, Vera.
Good. And hello, how are you?
We're good.
Good to talk to you again.
Bring Tampa with you the next time you're going.
We will. We'll take you and your daughter Ava over for a bit of fun.
Well, that was a few years ago. We went over and we did our show from the front porch of an American listener that we had, which was very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, so we just need to find someone who's willing to take us over there again.
For 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That'd be great. And we'll give you a call, Vera.
We both did,
Come here. The last time we spoke to you was around the time that you walked all the way to Leinster House to protest and get some help on behalf of your daughter, Ava. She has a form of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome. And you were looking for access to medicinal cannabis to help her with her seizures. So why do you think that the news of the last 24 hours about the two new medicinal cannabis products coming online, why won't that help you at all?
Unfortunately, it's not going to assist us at the moment because our daughter and I believe every patient bar two of the patients who were granted individual licenses for medical cannabis in this country were prescribed the Bedrocan products. So anybody that's on the Bedrocan products, they have to travel over to Holland to collect their medication every 12 weeks. And that has continued for us since we returned to Ireland at the end of 2017.
So is it that the two new medicinal cannabis products aren't being widely used and the ones that are ones that you have to actually go yourself and collect in Holland? It just sounds a bit bizarre.
Well, the two new products that have become available, I don't believe anybody has been prescribed those products as of yet. But my understanding is that anybody that's prescribed those products will be able to access their medication from their local pharmacy.
And is your understanding, Vera, that if they were to be prescribed those products, that they would have the same positive effects that the stuff you're going to the Netherlands for would have?
I would be reluctant to comment on that because every person is different.
Mm.
I mean, you would be... I've only experienced the Bedrocan products with Ava and they have worked tremendously well. I'd be very, very hopeful that the products that are coming on stream will benefit many, many people. But the thing about it is that, you know, for someone in Ava's situation or another patient like her, the seizure control is extremely fragile. I mean, we spend years dealing with dozens and dozens of seizures every day. So the suggestion then that, well, perhaps you can change over to this new medication, that's a very scary prospect because, you know, when something is working, you'd be very afraid to make a change. And, you know, we would need to look at that carefully. And I can't imagine our consultants, you know, thinking that it would be a good idea to change to a different medication from one that's working so very well for her.
And so why is it so difficult to get your medicine available if these other medicines are available in Ireland?
It is entirely, and this is 100% genuine, it is entirely because of the inaction of the Department of Health on this, regarding this situation. When we were living over in Holland, for the time that we were there, there was another lady living actually on the same street as us, over there for the same reason, sourcing medical cannabis for her son Alfie. And they were prescribed Bedrocan. They returned to England and the Home Office in England organised that there would be a distributor travel to Holland, collect the medication for that family and all the other families that were prescribed Bedrocan in the United Kingdom, come back and that the medication would be dispensed from their local pharmacy. I approached the government, the Department of Health and so forth, the Control Drugs Unit, my apologies,
right,
about how to go about this, because I contacted the distributor in England. I told them exactly what needed to be done. and they advised me that there was no entity in Ireland that could provide that service for us. And that was all I got.
To actually get the drug into the country?
Correct, yeah. And we've been left in this situation since. So, you know, I am absolutely delighted. I'm so happy that there is a possibility that other people's children will benefit from the introduction of medical cannabis. But it's really, really unfair that people like Ava and other people like Kenny Tynan, my friend up the country, we're all travelling to Holland at different times of the year to collect our medication along with all the other people.
And Vera, is this step, although as you said, it doesn't benefit the people who have been prescribed the medicine that you're on, but is this a step in the right direction that the government has actually, you know, legislated for at least two of these products that we're doing something, or is it just not enough?
It is a step. It is a step. And I mean, I don't want to come across as a person that is never satisfied by what's being done either. But if you look at the conditions that are set out for medical cannabis to be prescribed for, you have intractable drug-resistant epilepsy, the side effects of chemotherapy, and you have the spasms associated with multiple sclerosis. Mm. It is extraordinarily narrow. It is not including chronic pain patients, which is it's a disgrace. It's a total disgrace, because there are people there are young women that I know that have families, and I genuinely don't know how they're bringing up their families. They're in chronic pain. They're surviving, and they're rearing families, and they're doing everything that needs to be done and dealing with this pain. And they know that medical cannabis could be the solution to their pain and to achieve a better quality of life. And they've been ignored. And coming, like, we know what it's like to be ignored, and it is a lonely, lonely and sad existence to be trying to
How is Ava doing now, Vera?
Ava is at school. Ava is just, she's just the happiest little girl, I can't tell you.
She was suffering sometimes up to 16 seizures in a day. How are her seizures now? Are they there at all?
I would say, I'd be reluctant to say that she's completely free of seizures, because that wouldn't be correct. Ava is vulnerable if she gets a bug or a flu or, you know, an ear infection and her temperature goes up. She might have something. Mm. But I put it to you this way, okay? In October, she only missed 2 days of school in October. She was at school every day in October, bar 2 days. And that is unprecedented. This time of the year for children it's a difficult time, you know, for any little kids going back to school, yeah, and they pick up bugs and everything like that. But for kids that have a compromised immune system, it's much more complicated. The consequences of them getting a viral infection or getting any kind of pain or ache like that, the temperature can go up and you can have seizure activity. So to be able to have gone to school nearly every day in October is unbelievable.
That's incredible. It really is.
Her school inside the Macroom St. Coleman's are amazing. I mean, she loves it. She's interacting with her brother and her sisters so much more. There's so much more talk. She's just funny. She's got a little personality that we can see now, and she's so much brighter. I think sometimes I put up little pictures of her on Facebook and so forth, and it's just there in front of you.
What age is she now?
She is 10 years old.
Wow.
She was 10. She turned 10 years last week. So, do you know what? I just really say to any parents out there facing into this, or, you know, if they've got a young child and the diagnosis seems really grim, or the prognosis is not good, I would just say, you know, stay positive, because when we were sat down 10 years ago and we were told that she would never walk, that she would never speak, that she'd be in a wheelchair. You know, I've outlined all that in the book. Yeah. And that's what we were told. And it is not like that now.
No.
I mean, she doesn't walk, she runs, you know.
Amazing.
She's not silent, she's talking.
You know? Vera, it is an incredible story, and it's a testament to your dedication and hard work that you've managed to get Ava to this far down her journey. Look, thanks so much for filling us in on that. It's something that, I mean, as I said, maybe we're seeing the first step in the right direction. It certainly isn't enough and doesn't seem to be, you know, encompassing everybody who needs access to the medicinal cannabis. But thanks for filling us in on that today, and best of luck to you and Ava, and have a great Christmas.
And you too, and thank you so much for highlighting our story so many times to help us, because without people like you to highlight our story and put pressure on the government to make changes, perhaps none of this would have happened at all, you know, so thank you very
appreciate
much.
Appreciate that, Vera. Thanks so much.
Okay, all the best.
Bye.
Thanks.
There's Vera Toomey there, proud mum of Ava, who seems to be doing so much better, and of course famously walked from her home near Macroom all the way up to the gates of Leinster House to get some help for Ava. And just listening to her talking about Ava going to school and only missing a couple of days, it really just makes you think about your own kids and think about gratitude as a parent and things we overlook. Just the very fact that our kids generally are well enough to go to school and get up and go in and hang around with their pals and come home. You can forget that, you know, and as people like Vera who have dealt with the other side of things where they would give anything for their child just to be able to go to school for a day and act like a happy child. That seems to be happening now. So I think it's a nice opportunity for us all to feel a little gratitude and give them an extra tight squeeze when we go home later on.
Definitely.